Hello, it's the 5th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedfordshire man has been found guilty of brutally murdering his ex-partner. A year and a half ago, 32-year-old Habib Jackson made a request to Louise Rump, 29, even though their relationship ended a year earlier. The Toddington resident wanted an invitation to her flat in Kensworth Beds to see her pole dance. Following his arrival, Mr. Jackson became violent, first strangling Miss Rump, then setting her body on fire. David Matthew, the prosecutor, reviewed the findings of the pathologist. There were signs of an attack with bruising on her face, left hand, wrist and pelvis. She had been killed by asphyxia. The fire was an attempt to destroy traces her attacker may have left. Mr. Habib will be sentenced this week. Over 1,000 people attended the street iftar event held last Thursday. At the end of the day's Ramadan feast at sunset, food was provided to the diverse crowd gathered in Harper Square by the organisations Eid in Bedford and Islamic Relief. The Royal Mail in Leighton Buzzard have made a decision to replace their 43 diesel vans with electric models. The plan also calls for the installation of charging stations at their delivery office. Each van is expected to run for approximately 130 miles before requiring a recharge. Leighton Buzzard's delivery office manager, Nazim Ali, said, "Our posties are really excited about achieving a more sustainable future for our fleet and our planet." A performance by IMD Legion, an urban dance group headed by Amptill teen Maya Beanley, received a standing ovation from the Britain's Got Talent judges. Simon Cowell described their achievement as absolute perfection. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.